الرحيم حاميم تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز الحكيم. This is the beginning of the last surah of the 25th supara, Surah Jathiyah. This is, in the previous surah, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained the condition of those people who did not believe in the Quran, in Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and particularly directed to the Quraysh of Makkah. But generally, of course, it is for all people till the day of Qiyamah. Those people who do not believe, what their consequences will be in the year after. And on the other hand, those who believe, what their consequences will be, what great enjoyments and favors of Allah Ta'ala they will enjoy. This surah starts with the honor and the greatness of the Quran Sharif, just like the previous surah. And then it explains here at the beginning the great many signs of Allah Ta'ala by which no person can deny the existence of Allah and the truthfulness of Allah Ta'ala, in which is the revelation of the Quran Sharif as well. Hameem, the meaning of which is known only to Allah Ta'ala. Tanzeelul Kitabi min Allahil Azizil Hakim. This kitab, utarna, kitab ka hai Allah ki taraf se, jo zabardast hai, hikmat wala. This is the revelation of the kitab from Allah Ta'ala, who is Al-Aziz, the most powerful, Al-Hakim, the most wise. So that is sufficient to make a person understand that what this kitab is, when it is from him who is the most powerful, and it is from him who is the most wise, and this kitab has been revealed for him, so this kitab will also have the honor, which is the honor of Allah Ta'ala. In fact, the Quran Sharif is a sifat of Allah Ta'ala. It's a quality of Allah. So how great Allah is, that shows how great the kitab also is. And then Allah explains his ayats by which every person, whether he is a learned or not learned, whether he is living in a city or whether he is living in a jungle, such ayats and signs of Allah Ta'ala by which any and every person can recognize Allah, and by which the love of Allah will be cultivated in him, and that will lead him to the obedience of Allah Ta'ala and to submit in front of Allah Ta'ala. Inna fis samawati wal ard la ayatin lil mu'minin. Beshak aasmanon mein aur zameen mein bahut nishaniyan hain manne walon ke waste. Undoubtedly in the heavens, the skies, and in earth, Allah has made many, many signs for those who want to believe. That is the creation of the earth, that how Allah has made the earth, and there is no end to to how Allah has created it. The mountains which are on the earth, the seas which are there, what two contrasting things, how high the mountains are, how deep the seas are, how solid the mountains are, how watery the seas are. And then in that, what and what Allah has not created. The land itself, one piece of land is good for mining. Another piece of land is good for plantations. Another piece of land is good for building. Whenever a building also has to be put out, a test has to be made whether that ground is good enough to hold that building. But there are all different types of land also which Allah has made. The skies, how different Allah has made them and how great. So just by pondering in that which every person sees every day, he walks on the earth, he looks up at the sky, he should realize Allah Ta'ala. And more greater than that and more closer in fact, وَفِي خَلْقِكُمْ وَرْتُمْهَارِ بَنَانِ مَنْ. And in your own creation, how you have been made. Look at your eye, how Allah has made it. How your brains function, how your heart, lungs function, how your limbs of the body function. Everything of your body is a clear proof of the great qudrat and the existence of Allah. وَمَا يَبُثُّ مِنْ دَابَّةٍ or جِسْ قَدَرْ پھیلَا رَكَيْ هَي جَانْوَرْ. And how Allah Ta'ala has spread out animals. When we look at the animals, whether they are domesticated animals or wild animals, they are clear signs of the qudrat of Allah. How Allah has made a big elephant and how Allah has made a small ant. For the small ant, a small heart also. What miniature size heart Allah has put in the ant. For the elephant, a big heart according to its size also. How Allah has made the camel and the giraffe also. And how Allah has made a donkey also. All these are the great clear signs of Allah Ta'ala. Then in each one, the cow, from where we get milk, the hide, the skin of the cow, which we do so much of our work, the dung of the cow that is used also, how Allah has made everything of the cow and so many signs for us to learn, to enjoy the ni'mets of Allah also, and to the greatest ni'met to recognize Allah Ta'ala. Ayatul liqawmi yuqinun. Nishaniya hai un logo ke waaste jo yaqeen rakhte hai. In ya clear signs for those people who have got the capacity of believing. And Allah has put in every person that capacity of believing. It's just a matter of utilizing it and seeing this great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ اور بدلنے میں رات دن کے, and the changing of the day and night. This also such a great sign of the qudrat of Allah. And without any moment's delay, every day the night and day changes on its specific time. Today, the 17th of June, exactly at this time, 100 years ago, here in Azadville, the sun rose at exactly the same moment and will set at exactly the same moment. Wherever in the world, according to the solar system, the days and nights are measured and they are exactly the same. Whose system is this? And we don't really see the time when the sun and the earth sets. We set our watches according to the sun, the sun's motions. We set our watches according to that. وَمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مِنْ رِزْقٍ, اور جو اتاری اللہ نے آسمان سے روزی, and the روزی which Allah sends down from the earth. One is what we clearly see, Allah sends rains down. From that our plantations and our farms are irrigated and things start growing. That is one way the rosy comes down. And the reality is our rosy is by Allah Ta'ala. Though we don't see it with our eyes, but Allah sends down our rosy from the heavens. We see it coming out from the earth, but it is sent down by Allah Ta'ala from the heavens. One, what we see is Allah sends the rains by which things grow and we get our food to eat. The other, what we don't see is that our actual rosy is sent down from Allah Ta'ala. فَأَحْيَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا, پھر زندہ کر دیا اس سے زمین کو اس کے مر جانے کے بعد. And there is another great sign that by the rains, Allah makes the dead earth come back to life again. In winter, how the earth is dead, the grass is gone burnt black, or it is gone grey, it is gone brown, no life in it also. And it makes a person also feel a bit down and miserable. But with the first rain, you see greenery coming. You see the leaves on the trees. You see the buds coming and them blossoming. How all this change is not just happening on its own. There is a power behind it, and that is the hand of Allah Ta'ala. وَتَسْرِيفِ الرِّيَاحِ, اور بدلنے میں ہواوں کے, and the changing of the blowing of the winds, and the changing of the directions of the wind, and the speed of the wind. Great, there is a whole big science of its own to study the winds that are blowing, and from where determinations are made and weather forecasts are given, that in which direction which wind is blowing, at what speed, when a tornado comes, and then how the speed of the wind increases greatly, and other times the wind or the speed of the wind is very little. These are all the qudrat of Allah and the signs of Allah. Ayatul liqawmi ya'qilun. Nishaniya hai un logo ke waaste jo samajh se kaam lete hai. They are clear signs for those people who got brains in them. All these things which we are witnessing, and a person who hasn't got brains, he takes no notice of these things. He's worse than an animal, that he uses all these namas and his mind does not even go to it. He does not acknowledge it also. He does not make shukr also. There is no obedience in his life also. All these things demanded that a person should turn fully to Allah Ta'ala. Tilka ayatullah. Ye ayate hai Allah ki. These are the clear signs of Allah Ta'ala. Natluha alayka bil haq. Sunate hai tujhko. Theek. And we inform you and we read this ayats to you directly, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with 100% truthfulness and correctness. What doubt are in any of the signs? And if Allah did not open our eyes, we should not have seen this. The Quran is that great blessing that has opened our eyes. the eyes of the heart by which we can see this great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. فَبِعِيِّ حَدِيثٍ بَعْدَ اللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ يُؤْمِنُونَ پھر کون سی بات کو اللہ اور اس کی باتوں کو چھوڑ کر مانیں گے؟ Then on which other talk are you going to bring iman? Leaving Allah's talks aside, on what are you going to bring iman? On your science and your geography and your mathematics and all your philosophy, on your physiology, on those things you're going to bring iman. Unfortunately, that is happening right in our Muslim society. When we're not studying Quran and putting our children to study Quran, they are bringing iman on all the other things, what scientists have written, what mathematicians have written. Their iman is on those things. Otherwise, their iman should have been on the great qudrat of Allah, which is so manifest. وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ أَفَّاكٍ أَثِيمٍ خَرَابِ هَيْ هَرْ جُوتِ گُنِهِگَارِ کے لیے. There is wail for destruction and a punishment for those people who are liars, who deny the existence of Allah. They claim themselves to be great scientists and great literate people, but they can't see the clear signs of Allah. And those people who are sinners, by sins your vision becomes dimmed, by sins your heart becomes black, and a black heart cannot see anything. So sins are the thing that destroy a person, and the lies which is within a person. يَسْمَعُ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ تُتْلَ عَلَيْهِ کہ سنتا ہے بات اللہ کی کہ اس کے پاس پر ہی جاتی ہے. He listens to the ayats of Allah which are recited to him. Quran Sharif was with the da'wah was given in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and everyone was made to hear of it. Today in the whole world, the clear signs of Allah Ta'ala are in the whole world. Everyone knows, and this da'wah of the Quran, everyone, and in fact when we did not make enough effort, our enemies, they made such things, like after 9/11, there wasn't a single copy of Quran to be found in America. Not a single bookshop had, the people became interested and studied the Quran Sharif. So it has been read upon every person, they know what the Quran is. ثُمَّ يُصِرُّ مُسْتَكْبِرًا كَأَلَّمْ يَسْمَعْهَا پھر زد کرتا ہے غرور سے گویا سنا ہی نہیں. But how these people act on the message of the Quran, and very sadly we as Muslims, we also carry on in our stubborn way and our pride way as though we haven't listened to the Quran. We listen to a bayan, and after the bayan we go, we leave everything back in the masjid. We don't take anything home. These talks are very good for the masjid, but they don't fit in our society. They don't fit in our homes and our businesses. So we carry on as though we never hear anything, and our life does not change after listening to so much of Quran and reading Quran in the house, but our house condition doesn't change. We are Muslims in our business, but our businesses don't become Islamic. فَبَشِّرْهُ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ So خوش خبری سنا دے اس کو ایک عذاب دردناک کی. So inform such people of a very, very severe, a painful punishment. وَإِذَا عَلِمَ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا شَيْئًا اتَّخَذَهَا حُزُوًا اور جب خبر پائے ہماری باتوں میں سے کسی کی اس کو ٹھرائے ٹھٹا. And when they come to make and know any sign of ours, they make a joke out of it. Na'uzu billah, all these cartoons that are made and the amount of literature that is being made against Islam, making a joke out of Islam, out of the various things. This is their condition. Ulaika lahum adabun muhin. Aise ko zillat ka azab hai. There is a punishment of great humiliation and disgrace for such people. Min waraihim jahannam. Pare unke dozakh hai. Behind them lies the fire of jahannam. They can carry on in their proud and stubborn ways in this world, but the fire of jahannam is awaiting them. Wala yughni anhum ma kasabu shay'a. Aur na kaam aayega unko jo kamaya tha zara bhi. And whatever they earned in this world, they're making their cartoons and their big buildings and their big highways and super freeways, all these things are not going to help them in anything whatsoever. وَلَا مَتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ شَيْءٌ وَلَا مَتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ اور نہ وہ جن کو وہ پکرا تھا اللہ کے سوا رفیق. And whoever they made friends besides Allah, their idols they worship, their technology they thought this is our God and it will give us everything, Our money is our God, and money will do everything for us. Our government is our God. Government will do everything. They will find all those things are lost. Nothing of that will help them. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ اور ان کے واسطے برا عذاب ہے. And for them is a very big punishment. Somewhere it's a humiliating punishment. Somewhere it's referred to as a painful punishment. Somewhere it's referred to as a big punishment. But person who doesn't acknowledge, take no heed, for him it means nothing. But those who take heed, they will take great heed of this. Hada huda. Yes, samjadiya. Now we have explained to you. Like a father telling his son everything. He said, I've told you everything. Now it's up to you. Allah Ta'ala told us everything and warned us. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ اور جو منکر ہے اپنے رب کی باتوں سے. Those who deny the talks of the Allah. لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مِنْ رِجْزٍ عَلِيمٌ ان کے لئے عذاب ہے ایک بلا کا درد. For them will be a very terrible punishment, very painful punishment. So what clear signs of Allah Ta'ala which prove the authenticity of the Quran, and when that is established, submit yourself to the teachings of the Quran. Your felicity and your success lies solely in there.